Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's connected.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm not even going to do my warning sound. I'm just going to tell everybody, be careful, because if you listen to this show, you might walk away with some jocularity. And today you're going to definitely get some increased knowledge, no matter what, because today we have a special guest host. And Gene, why don't you tell everybody why you're not going to be our host today? Gene? We can't hear you, Gene.
Are you there?
Yeah, but you must have moved.
Oh, is that better?
That's better.
Okay, well, I just tell everybody I'm not going to be in studio. I'm not going to call in. I'm just calling in before I go do some gardening.
Awesome.
We're in the Bionique garden today, and since we have a special guest.
I love it.
Since we have our special guest in studio. Trilby, I'd certainly rather be in there with you guys, but I'm going to go ahead and take care of business and let you guys do the same, all right?
All right, Gene.
Okay.
Thanks. We'll see you later, buddy.
Gene.
See you
Bye.
Guys. Have fun.
Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Gene's missing a hug sandwich. Right? And, folks, we are here with Trilby. I didn't even think to ask for a bio from you. So, Trilby, why don't you introduce yourself?
Oh, goodness. So, my name is Trilby Saldana. I'm actually a Merritt Island native, so 49 years now. And so I definitely, I'm married. I live in Melbourne. I have two kids, actually five, because I have three bonus children.
Wow.
And a grandchild from my oldest bonus daughter. So we've got a full family. And so I work for myself, and I do coaching and photography, and I like to empower people through those conduits.
Amazing you said empower, because that's our word of the day.
Yes, 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 yes.
And empower means to give someone the authority or power to do something.
That's right.
It's authorization. You give them license. You permit them or allow them to do something. And let me find, I love to always go get more information. Oh, interesting. We were talking about this last week. The use of the word empower has risen since the 1800s when it was first coined. I guess that's where it was coined. I don't see my typical entomology, but that's okay.
And if you notice, it is an action word.
It is an action word.
So it's not something that's passive and we just want to feel like we want to empower. Empower is actually stepping into that action. And one of the biggest things is, you know, from the beginning, we empower others. Authority over us in some way or another. So what I want to do is present a transformational program that actually teaches us to take that power back, empower ourselves first so that we can also in turn empower others. Because if we don't empower yourself, you can't possibly do that for others.
That's like giving care. You
right.
can't be a caregiver if you don't take care of yourself.
If you don't have
yourself.
Enough inside to do that.
That's right.
And it's just, it's something very simple. And I know it's been said before, like on an airplane, you put oxygen on your mask or the mask on your face first.
Right.
Before you can do that for anyone else. You know, so if you're trying to help everyone else and you pass out in the process, all of a sudden now there's nobody, you know, to do what you do, the very special magical things that are inside of you.
And everybody possesses that magic.
Everybody.
Every human being, and it doesn't matter if you're old or young,
that's right.
Where you come from, where you've been, every human being possesses some form of
that's right.
something unique, a little spark that's theirs and theirs alone.
It's uniquely them. I know in my photography, that's what I try to let people know, is that when we're taking images of you, it's not about taking a picture, a perfect pose or a perfect background. It's about what are we going to bring from the inside out, because that's what I'm capturing. I'm capturing your
personality.
It has to be unique to you. And, you know, my photography practice, I have a vision call, and the vision call is about that. I want to empower my client. I want to empower them to pull from a deep place that is uniquely who they are, not just, you know, they may present a lot of images that they like of somebody that they like, or they want to look like this, or they want to feel like this, but nobody is going to be able to do their look better than them. And it comes from a deep place. It's not on the outside.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't pull off this hair like I can.
Girl, not at all. You're rocking that hair.
I can't pull off being Trilby. Those hugs you give.
Oh, my.
You
and empower people with hugs.
Oh, man. That's why I said Jean's missing a hug sandwich in here.
I know.
I think the two powerful women in here might be a bit much for him today.
Yes. Empowerment sandwich. That's funny. I love it. You know, one of the biggest and most important things is to realize that we're sovereign. We are sovereign in what we know. We have a knowing. It's already there. We are designed, divinely knitted together. To suggest that we don't have that in us is taking power away. And we have so many quote-unquote authorities in our life that try to tell us that we just don't know, or we just can't possibly know that. Oh. But yet, how do we know certain things intuitively divine, intuitively connected, that we may not have a degree in something, or but we have a knowing, and that's there.
I once had a man way back in the way back machine who refused to even date me because he asked me where I studied.
Yeah, that's limited, very limited sight.
I said, now I do have my degrees. I do have my studies. I have gone, as my mother would say, you may not have gone to all the universities in the world, but you've got the education.
Yes.
However, this man, he was talking about a spiritual knowledge, because
correct.
I was able to tell him something about himself that he didn't think I would know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, how did you know that? And I said, well, I just do.
Yeah.
He said, where did you study? Where did you study? I said, and I told him what college I'd gone to. He said, no. Where did you study? How did you become a master? Who did you study under?
Mm.
I said, what makes you think I'm not the master?
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
You would have thought I'd have...
Powerful.
You would
love
have
it.
Thought that I'd have told him, no, that wasn't
right.
Jesus on that cross. That was me.
You That's know? Amazing. And I love that you said that, because a lot of us grow up believing that unless we had some degree in knowledge and religion or spirituality, you have to have a piece of paper to prove that to them in order for them to give you some sort of credit or some sort of acknowledgement that you actually know something. And that's part of why I want to make sure that I teach people how to go to that deep place and understand, no. And I struggled with that. So I'm teaching from a place of what I've grown through and what
right.
I, you know, and
your experience.
Yes. And certain things present themselves and I have to check myself. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, Trilby, you're sovereign. You do know this.
Explain what you mean by sovereign.
Sovereign meaning knowing. You have the knowing. You just are, you know, you have that inside knowledge about what it is that you're talking about. And other people, like the fine example is this man that wanted to know where you studied, and how could you possibly know that? Well, because your gifts and your talents, that's your sovereignty. It's
right.
in you. It's
and
who
reason,
you are and how you
are. The reason I
are.
Wanted you to explain that, because most people, when they think of the word sovereign, they think of royalty. He's the sovereign king.
We are royalty.
We are, but a lot of people don't recognize that. But
right.
if you think about the word sovereign, you know, he's the sovereign king. Well, he knows, this king knows intuitively that he is there by right. It's his right to be there.
That's right.
And we have a right to be who and what we say we are.
Supremacy, so sovereignty defined as supremacy of authority or rule as exercised by a sovereign or sovereign state. Okay, so us as a spirit and having a human experience,
yes.
right, we are sovereign in our soul. We are completely whole when we come into this body.
Absolutely.
We're completely whole. There's nothing missing. So when something is whole, it is sovereign.
Yes.
It needs nothing else to make us something.
And then what happens?
Well, so when you're let's just say when we're in conception and we're in the womb, you're getting input from the beginning. You're getting this little blueprint that starts to create itself, like building your house. Well, this house was built not on this perfection, but you're getting this input from what's being received in the womb. What if there's, you know, abuse? Not every family is dealing with a perfect situation. So you're receiving emotions and energy from the mother. In every stressful situation, anything unresolved in mom, then you have the projections when you're born, how you're to walk, how you're mm-hmm. to talk, when you're supposed to do that. Don't suck your thumb. Suck your thumb. Suck the binky. Don't suck the binky. And this is wrong and that is wrong. And then you're raised with the certain values of your family and the different traditions, ancestral chains on some point, you know, that kind of bind us. And we have this blueprint that we operate from. And a lot of us, you know, there's disease that comes from that. There's so much in the body that blocks the chakras, which, as I'm sure, is a whole nother conversation. We have aura, we have our fields, our toroidal field. We have all these energies that are out there that have this blueprint on them that are completely taking that authority and that power away from us because everyone else knew better. And this is kind of how we're raised and how we're taught.
We're taught to believe mother knows best,
right.
Father knows best,
right.
And how many
church knows best?
How many
all
of us?
Of these things.
How many of us have heard when we say why? Because I said so.
Yes, exactly.
And we accept that as good enough answer,
right?
And it's not
right. You just need to listen because I said so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we don't get to question that. And I understand the respect and, you know, we want to teach our children respect and there are ways to teach respect, but
right.
allow them a voice at the same time.
Well, Gene and I've had conversations about how he never liked to nap. There was too much to do when he was 5 years old.
Right.
So when he went to kindergarten and
they forced nap time,
they forced him to take a nap.
And you got in trouble if you didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
He ended up, after a conversation between his mother and his teacher, he got a pair of, I think he said they were red flyer sneakers,
mm-hmm.
red ball flyer sneakers or mm-hmm. something like that. He thought he could fly. That was his reward for conforming.
Bribery.
Yeah, they bribed him to be quiet.
And that it's kind of the way of things, isn't it?
Yeah.
In a lot of things. If you just do it this way, then if you just keep quiet, you'll get this. So you just do this, then we'll give you this. And so people do. We fall in line. It seems to be a human nature, but not a spirit nature.
Exactly.
Not a soul
exactly.
nature.
It's not a soul nature because
right.
that's why there are people like me and Gene and you and everybody who's at Be Unique, basically,
right.
who are rebels.
Yes.
We're all thinking, okay, I've towed the line. I've done my duty up to this point.
Right.
But I'm breaking free. I've got to get out of this shell.
I have to say, you know, it's taken me a long time. I'm 49 now, and I've started inner work when I was around 18. And it really took me so many years to, the last couple of years especially, you know, breaking away from the objectifying of, you know, God and, you know, the Bible and all these things and being even feeling safe stepping out to say what I really felt and what I really believed about soul and the sovereignty of soul and connecting all the other things that go along with God. He is so many things. And it's incredible what I've learned and be able to share that and to be unapologetic about it, you know?
Yes,
and,
yes,
and
that's the key.
That's where I'm like, you know, the sovereignty is, you can't tell me anything else now. That's what sovereignty says. Where I have done the work, I can't unsee what I've seen. I cannot unexperience what I've experienced. I cannot unknow what I now know.
Right.
That's sovereignty. I have a power and authority in my own life to know exactly what it is.
And I love
for my journey and my path. Now, I'm not going to say, Mary, you will believe the way I believe
yes.
and you will do what I do in the way that I do. No.
My truth is not necessarily
your truth.
Your truth,
yes.
And just like you
yes.
said, God is so many things.
Right.
I like to think of God as kind of like a diamond.
Yes.
He's a prism, maybe, is better.
Yes, refracting.
A facet
light.
Of refraction
yes.
and every single color. Anybody who's ever studied art.
Goosebumps. Oh, I love it.
Anybody who's ever studied any art concepts, knows there's a difference between color, light,
mm-hmm.
and pigment.
Yes.
If you mix all your colors together, your crayons or your paint,
right.
you're going to get black or muddy gray,
right.
maybe a camouflage green, depending on how much of each pigment
you've
got.
What's cool about that, it leaves it open for
interpretation.
Interpretation.
But if you mix all of your colors of the rainbow together, what do you get? White.
Do you?
Yes. If you take a prism.
So like even then, like, let's call it transparency.
It is transparency.
Yes.
But I wish I had a prism here, and I don't have a prism. I need to get one. But if I was to have a prism and I shine a flashlight through
right.
it, on one angle of the light would come out all the colors of the rainbow, and it'd be all over the
mm-hmm.
counter or the table or floor
mm-hmm.
or whatever. But then another little side light would be just beautiful white light.
Mm.
And that's what God is. The
yeah.
combination of everything.
Yes.
And you think about how different you are from me.
Yeah.
How different Jean is from me and you.
Yeah.
Yet how similar the three of us are.
Yes.
And when we're together.
Yes.
It's even, you've seen what happens when be unique people get together.
Oh, yeah.
When we
yeah.
come together to make a creation.
It's hard to leave the team like,
I know.
And go home and or go where we have to go. It's
and
really hard to get away from that energy. It's amazing.
Our next creative day is going to be June 21st.
Okay.
But instead of creating, we're going to Green Gables. Having a road trip.
Awesome. Well, I live right there.
I know
the
you do. I know. Oh. That's my spam phone. And I just, it's good that it went off because we're way overdue on our time.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Well, let me just.
But I
really
set
quick.
That up to give me a segue. So just
okay.
in case, because I knew you were going to be here.
So one of the biggest things that I want to, that was really impactful for me this past 2 weeks was working with one of my spiritual leaders. One of the things that we talked about was, if you think of your energy being out everywhere, like tentacles, right?
Yes.
This is our container. And what you want to do is imagine like a retractable leash. Pull all that energy back into your container. If it's out there, it's not serving you. It's not building you. So retract all that energy, the things that take the sovereignty from us, people that might have, you know, taken away from our peace or
our joy
or our groundedness. It could be family members. It could be exes. It could be friends. It could be jobs. It could be your old house.
Yeah.
Stress from anywhere that you had stress or anything that is still taking from you. My suggestion is to just imagine yourself grounding yourself, the grounding cord, all the way to the core of the earth. So there's like 4,000 miles below,
I
right?
love that.
Ground it, have Christ light, that higher consciousness light pour into you. And while you do that, imagine where all your tentacles are right now. That could be even sexually related. Pull those tentacles back, man. Pull that energy back into yourself, into your conduit, so that you can start building that sovereignty from where you are. And you might have to do this every day for a while. When you start feeling yourself reliving that conversation, whoops, stop right there. Retract that leash. Empower yourself. Pull your energy back. That is your electrical plug. So pull out that energy, pull it back in and put it back into your container. That's a great start for empowering yourself.
I like that. Now, you are going to be having a show on Be Unique, are you not?
I am.
Have you got a deadline for when you're going to start?
I would like to start this month. So
right, this is June.
This is June. And so by the end of the month will be my goal to have my first podcast. I'm called Soul to Soul Development Coaching and Entry. Not only is that a mouthful and it's hard to like constantly spell for everybody, I've changed it to Empower Soul to Soul. I've secured a website, empowers2s.com. I have a few different branches for Empower Soul to Soul, like Empower S, Women Supporting Women.
Okay.
And so I've got a lot of really cool things in the works, and I'm currently building a transformation program, which will be a 9-week program. And that'll be all, as that gets finished, that will be announced. I'll be doing a beta program. So I will have putting it out there for people to join my beta to give me some feedback and you know, some testimony. So I'll be informing you on that. And
so your
coming,
your podcast will be support to your business.
Yes, correct.
And that's also going to be a way for people to learn more about self-empowerment.
Yes, 100%.
Do you intend to have guests on?
Yes. I have them lined up already.
Really?
They're all, wait, when are you going to do it? When are you going to do it? So I want to be on it. I want to be on
it. You'll be interviewing people.
I will. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Incredible people that have just come from so much, overcoming, learning to take their power back, putting that energy back in their container and rebuilding their life with a new blueprint, a new foundation, rewriting that script in their head, empowering themselves. There's so many amazing ways that you can do that. This is my hope, that this will be a way to inform so we can start building this energy, keep the high vibrational energy going.
Save the world.
And raise this vibration in this world. No matter what's going on, we got to hold the light. So that's what this is for. 100%.
I'm excited.
I am too. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So folks, stay tuned to beunique.org and watch for the inaugural episode of Trilby Saldana's Empowerment Soul to Soul.
Thank you.
Did I get that right? Yeah.
Empower Soul to Soul.
Empower Soul to Soul.
So either way, it all goes together. Thank you so much. I had fun.
I'm excited. Yeah. I like launching new stuff.
Yes.
And I really like having, I love adding to the podcast. It just makes me happy.
Well, you're empowering me today by
exactly.
allowing me to talk on this platform.
It gives everybody else out there listening the opportunity to be empowered, to empower themselves.
Yes.
And go forth and just sparkle.
Yes, always sparkle.
Always sparkle.
If you can
do nothing else, you can sparkle or you can just be kind. Is my exit button? I'm going to find it. I know I I forgot that I talked about hitting my alarm button. I've got it right here. So I'm going to play that alarm while I look for something else. And the people will just go, what is she doing? But you know, with Mary around here, there's no telling. Okay, there's my exit button. And that's it, folks. Bye-bye.
We're happy you chose to take a break with us today on Take a Break with Jean and Mary. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit BeUnique.org for details about all our shows. That's BUNEKE.org.